Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, and today we are live at the Diamond Factory off of Omega. If you want to come see us, or for a variety of reasons, if you want to come see the awesome diamond cutting process, if you're looking at getting a Christmas gift, or you've been thinking about popping the question and you know now is the time, all viable reasons to come see us at the Diamond Factory. We've got Joey back holding the board down. Me, Kevin Hagland. Got Corey Majors to my right. And the returning Mike Bassick to the left.
And I'm on Zoom.
That is the biggest miracle of the day.
Zoom updated, and I remembered my password. I took three guesses, and my third guess was right on my password for my computer.
I'm going to tell you something. Far bigger miracle than Mike being here today is him remembering his password.
He nailed it on his third try, dude. Yeah. That's when it locks you out.
I'm saying last time when we were at RJ Duke's, is he was like, I don't know what the hell my password is. And he was looking at me, and I was like, I don't know what your password is.
How am I supposed to know?
And we didn't get you on Zoom. Today, you are on Zoom. I want to talk a little bit about Mavs Suns, of course. But first, let's take a step a couple days sooner. Tell us about being at Madison Square Garden. I know you've been there before. I have never been there before, and it is the most well-known arena in the world.
So my kids were like, I can't believe how small it is, because it is two-thirds the size of the AAC, to give you an idea.
Like the feeling inside?
No, it's small. Like, if you're in the upper deck, that's like being in the Lexus level.
Wow. Okay.
So that ends it. Like, there's really no upper deck at Madison Square Garden. So
I think that about Fenway, too.
Yeah.
Do you feel that
yes.
way?
Yes. Yeah. So just like Fenway, you go to an older park or an older arena, and you're like, wow. Now, my knees were touching the other seat, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
So at, like, the American Airlines Center, hey, yes, they pack in the crowd, too. It's not like you have ample room sitting at the American Airlines Center either. But my knees aren't touching the seat in front of me. It just gives you an idea on how old the arena is and how small the seats are and how close the rows are. So they stack the seats a lot closer. But at the same time, my son was also saying, oh, my gosh, the roof is so close to you know, you think of American Airlines Center and how high the roof, and it's how low the roof is here.
That's the same thing at Cameron Indoor, is if you're sitting in the top seat, you 100% can touch the roof.
Well, remember when we were at the press box at Old Texas Stadium, we used to be able to touch the roof there, but that was really high up.
All right, so you won't believe this. Three people came up to me.
No way.
What?
And said.
No way.
Mike Bassick?
Oh, wow.
I'm a Tolo.
Okay, I wasn't.
Not, hey, people. I remember you from the Mets.
See, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. And they were going to be like, hey, I remember that one. Sorry. And you're like, sorry.
I did talk to the usher, and he was like good friends with Jay Horowitz, who is the John Blake of the New York Mets. And we took a picture, and he sent it to Jay Horowitz. So there was that. There was a little bit of a Mets connection. Leslie McCaslin came up and said hello to me. She was the sideline reporter for the game for Bally Sports Southwest. So it's really cool, but three people literally came up to me,
man,
that were there because they're Mavs fans that were in New York. One I know was for a vacation. One I think said they live there, but listened to us on the app, which was great. And then the other one I believe also was from the Metroplex, who was visiting New York for the holidays. That being said, right, three Mavs fans, 20 to 25% of the audience was in pretty much, I say Mavs gear, but pretty much in Luka gear.
Okay.
And so I'm talking to my buddy who we've had on the show before, who covers the Knicks through his podcast, and he said, here's the deal. The three highest price tickets for a Knicks the last few years have been Lakers number one, which will usually always be, he said,
Warriors?
Golden State number two. And then he said number three now is the Dallas Mavericks. Because I was like, hey, how come these tickets are two times the price of the Milwaukee game that's happening on Thursday? And he said, because Giannis doesn't draw the eyes here in New York that Luka does. And so when the Mavs went on the run in the third quarter, there were a lot of cheers for the Mavs. There was MVP chants, and you could hear them throughout the Madison Square Garden. And it was just interesting to me. I think for Mavs fans that are local here, it's interesting that you hear in New York, the Mavs, because of one player, are a high-priced ticket because they want to see Luka Doncic play, and a lot of Mavs fans in the building.
I have to admit, I'm surprised by the Giannis comparison. I'm not surprised that he's a draw whatsoever. I'm surprised that he would be so much of a bigger draw than Giannis.
Yeah, but that's what he told me, because, like, God, this ticket here is $75 for Thursday night. But for Saturday day game, it's $150.
All right, so in the span of 2.5 days, how much did your opinion change? Because at halftime, I believe, of the Knicks game, you were like, who are we drafting in the top 10?
Yeah, horrible. My son's looking, and I was like, do you know how hard it is to shoot 25% when you've taken 40 shots in an NBA game? And we're looking at each other going, we should be down by 25 points right now. How we're only down, I say we, how the Mavericks are only down approximately 10 points in this game when they're 11 for 41 from the field was amazing.
Yeah.
And then the third quarter explosion happened. And Tim Hardaway Jr. got hot, and he stayed hot, right? He stayed hot last night.
He won you that game. I mean, like, I get, like, putting aside, like, Luka won you that game. But, like, Tim Hardaway Jr. has helped you win these last two games.
I've compared him to Joey Gallo, and people are like, you don't understand. And I'm like, no. Look, we're on the Joey Gallo streak right now.
Yeah.
When Tim Hardaway Jr. gets hot,
ride it.
He's going to get cold again. He's not going to stay this hot. And when he gets cold, he's freezing ass cold. But he right now
you agree with that, Corey?
Yes. And when Tim Hardaway Jr. is hot, just like Joey Gallo, you ride it. It's usually a couple weeks. And then you start regressing back to, okay, he's a little bit cold. He won't be as cold as he was throughout the whole season. But he's a Joey Gallo-type basketball player. But it was super fun. The third quarter was amazing. The Knicks fans were booing the crap by the end of the third quarter. It was all boos and people cussing and swearing at R.J. Barrett, like calling him fat ass and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
So you follow that up with a dominating victory over Phoenix, although, and you were far from the only one, I saw multiple people were like, can the Mavs blow this lead like in the third and going into the fourth quarter? Because obviously not a lot, but Phoenix picked up some traction in the second half, and the concern was how it would carry over into the fourth quarter. At what point did you feel comfortable that this was going to be a win?
Last night?
Yeah.
5 minutes left in the game. And I'm not kidding. The LA Clippers. Weren't we up by 30 against the Clippers? And it got to be a tie game, or not even been losing at some point. And we saw opening night against Phoenix. You were up by 15 points with, I don't know, 6 minutes to go or
that
so,
one
and
was
you lost
really
that
bad.
Game. So, yeah, I do not feel comfortable with the Mavs winning a game this season until you get to maybe under 5 minutes and you're up by 20. At that point, up by 20, under 5 minutes, I feel confident the Mavs can hold on to that lead.
Man, I guess that's another question is, when will that change this year? Will you ever have a moment where you're like, you know what, I forgot about the time that they've given up this many points?
I just speak for me. I don't think so. I feel like that will be in the back of my head. Just, and it's the same thing, is it's hard to break sports narratives, right? Like, if we go into the divisional round, like making the comparison to football, if you go into the divisional round against Minnesota and you're favored by whatever, part of me is still going to be like, I don't know. I remember that one game against Minnesota. What was it, 09? And we got destroyed in the divisional round. And, like, it's going to be hard for me to break out of that. So all year, I don't think I'm going to move away from, yeah, but the Mavs could blow it.
You're carrying a 13-year grudge here, is what you're saying.
Oh, sure. Have you met me? That shouldn't be surprising.
2009
or
still the Mavs.
No, but I mean, like, it's hard to break those narratives, and the Mavs have coughed up a bunch of leads.
So when are we going to get to?
You want to talk about Josh Green, or do you want to talk about Hardy?
Well, you know what? Before we get to the Hardy part.
Okay.
The Josh Green thing.
Oh, I know you. I knew 2 minutes, 10 points. I knew we were going to do this. But
so, Josh Green, though, we know he's going to play.
Yes.
I don't know if Jaden Hardy's really going to get to play this year. I know Jason Kidd talked about it. But for Josh Green, this is very important because as much as we want and think that Reggie Bullock's going to break out of this thing, the longer it goes, the more you start going, is he going to break out of this thing? And if he's not, then he has to become a 10-minute-a-guy night for you, and Josh Green has to pick up the slack there. And obviously, and even last night, great game from the Mavs. Glad they blew out a team on a back-to-back that had some guys that were sitting out. But Dorian Finney-Smith's off to a pretty slow start, too, this year. Yeah. And that hasn't changed the last couple games. I believe he got 3 points last night. So Josh Green starting to impact this team more and more and more is great. And I'm glad we're talking about it because I did see somebody on Twitter, when are you going to talk about Josh Green and how he's really improved? And I was like, well, we did
I feel like we have.
Nico Harrison on last week, and I asked the question about Josh Green and the impact that he's having. So we did ask the general manager in a positive way about Josh Green on Wednesday.
Go ahead.
Have you seen this this quote from Jason Kidd about him getting paid?
And I did not love that quote. Yes, I did.
He was like, look, I told you that Jalen Brunson was going to get paid. I'm telling you right now that Josh Green is going to get paid, and this is like this is a guy that's saying, I know talent. Yeah. We might want to go ahead and lock this guy up now. Are y'all comfortable with that, or is it still like we've only seen?
I don't think you can today. I think because he's only in his third year, I believe, and he's a first round pick. I believe you have to wait till the end of this season before you can offer like an extension,
which I would support more because I did not love that comparison either because I felt like Jalen Brunson had done way more at the point that we were like, well, somebody will pay him something.
Let me. I'll take another side.
Not a max. Not the max,
no,
the 4 for 56.
Jalen Brunson went to Villanova for 4 years. So when he came out of college, he was 22. And Josh Green came out of college at 19/20 after 1 year. So I think what maybe Jason Kidd is saying is look, and you're looking at it going, well, he's a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And then Jalen Brunson did – I mean, we do forget this, and I'm not letting the Mavericks off the hook here. He stunk against the Clippers in the playoffs the year before. Nicholas Batum made him a guy who averaged 2 points and one assist pretty much. Like, it was bad. And so I look at Josh Green, and we don't know. Like, he struggled last year in the playoffs, right? I mean, that was a big jump for him in his second year to play in playoff basketball, especially on the road. But we're seeing – very positive signs from Josh Green. But I would love to put him on a Dorian Finney-Smith extension at the end of the year. 4 years, $60 million, something like that. I would love to be like, and next year you'd still have him cheap. He'd still be on his rookie deal. And so you'd have him locked in for 5 more years. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm not saying $20 million a year.
You can
give him like around $15 million a year. Go, look, we're going to take the chance that he keeps improving and keeps getting better.
I swear,
you're afraid that Jason Kidd just upped the market by
I don't like that comparison at all. I was like, whoa.
He's a player's coach. He always has been.
Yeah, give me somebody lower just a little bit. All right, I'm going to get to the Hardy party, but just somebody asked this question and said, what's wrong with Reggie Bullock? I feel like we talked about this a lot, but I wanted to set expectations. So I went back and checked the game logs last year. People forget Reggie Bullock was awful last year for the first part of the season, so much so that we were talking about what a waste of contract that was. And if you don't believe me, in the month of October, 6.5 points a game, 31% from three. December, 5.2 points per game, 25% field goal from three, 6.7%, 31% in January. Like, it took a while for him to get going and really heat up. And actually, that was December. Sorry, I was off by a month there. But it took until January for him to get going. And that's been a pattern throughout his career. So I'm worried. Everybody's worried. But this is what we saw last year, and we're just hoping that it picks in January.
Knicks, from my Knicks buddy, this is what he did with the Knicks, too. He was a slow starter with the Knicks and then really came on as the season progressed. Now, Hardy party real quick.
Let's do it.
I'm wondering this, and I guess now it's long enough ago that people might not even remember this person. You guys both remember Marquise Daniels, right?
Of course.
Yes,
so his rookie year, now he was a second-round pick, he was an undrafted guy, but he was a guy that played his 4 years in college. Let me give you the last 10 games of the season for Marquise Daniels going into the playoffs. After doing almost absolutely nothing all season, 31 points, 20 points, 17 points, 16 points, 11, 16, 12, 33, 21, 30, 21.
Wow.
That was to end the season his rookie year. I'm wondering, because I know we're almost out of time here, I'm wondering if Hardy's going to struggle to get minutes. But I do believe he has, I'm hoping better than Marquise Daniels' career. But I'm wondering if you all of a sudden you have to throw him in there for 30 minutes if he could all of a sudden be a guy who could get you 20 points a night. That's a lot to ask this, his rookie year.
This quote is optimistic because, listen, Jason Kidd said Jaden Hardy deserves more playing time, and I know you're like, yeah. But listen to the next part. There's a balancing act here of now and the future. Nothing against Rick Carlisle or Josh Green, but you want them to have minutes their rookie year. We have to find minutes, and we will. So he was referencing, he was like, that's why it's taken Josh Green so long to get to where he is, because they didn't do that. He was like, we want to avoid that with Hardy, and I think they will.
Are you sure? Because when we talked to Nico Harrison, he told us that Hardy's about ready to play, and in Detroit he didn't play.
It took a minute.
And then last night he didn't play. Like, he played the last 2 minutes of a blowout. So I hear what he's saying. And then the other thing, too, I'm going to defend Rick Carlisle here. You know his rookie point guard last night had 33 points and 13 assists? You know the other rookie for him is averaging 20 points and 4 rebounds a game, who was their first. So I know that we like blaming Rick Carlisle for Dennis Smith Jr. or Mo Agher or Justin Anderson or all our crap picks that we had under him. But, like, literally he went to Indiana and it looks like they got two nice players, and then they traded for Tyrese Halliburton, who's probably going to be an all-star this year in his third year in the NBA. So I know we like blaming Rick Carlisle for all the young guy mistreatment, but it seems like he's treating them very well in Indiana. And right now, after Nico said, you watch, Hardy's about to play, he went 3 games after that interview and hasn't played.
I think it will be more like the 10 minutes in his rotation. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live out at the Diamond Factory off of Omega. If you want to come see us, holiday hours are from 10 to 7, and there's a happy hour every day from 3 to 7. But your happy hour today can be with us from 10 to 2. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We got Mickey Spagnola coming up in just 1 second. But I wanted to remind everybody, if you are interested, 877-881-1053. This is not a giveaway, but we are raising money for the Sandlot charity. If you want to bid on our bay for this weekend, we can now reveal that Taylor Hearn from the Texas Rangers, and you know I am unreasonably excited about the other one, Brad Leland, a.k.a. Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights, are going to be...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Are you unreasonably excited as well?
Heck yeah.
Yes!
He's a great booster.
So, Taylor Hearn and Brad Leland, a.k.a. Buddy Garrity, are going to be in our bay. The opening bid is $1,000 if you would like to participate. It gets you access to all of the great food. All the celebrities are going to be out there, the Bowling for Soup concert, and you get to hang out with us, Buddy Garrity, Taylor Hearn, my baby, the KNC Masterpiece. It's going to be a big old time. So if you are interested in bidding to a charitable cause and hanging out with us on Sunday, the number to call.
Any chance his daughter, Lila Garrity, will be there?
I don't believe that is his daughter in real life. The number is 877-881-1053. And now.
He was in the movie and the TV
yeah.
show.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Brought to you by Four Built for Texas, built for you. It is our very own Buddy Garrity, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
That's pretty funny. That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you think you could have been a successful booster moving into shaking things?
A booster? As in?
Yeah.
As in?
Like, what would before I be the boosting? Days of the NIL.
Oh, I see.
I mean, look.
Missouri football. Yeah.
I gave him enough money when I went to school.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So.
It sounds like Mike whenever Mike was like, I don't need to buy my parents a new house. They already have a house.
Yeah. I think about that all the time when you get the donation. It's like, hey, you came to school here. And I'm like, you got a lot of my money then. All right. So when we talked with Steven yesterday, is Tyron Smith, the practice window is going to be opening. Is he going to already practice on Wednesday, or what's the buzz that you're hearing?
Yeah, I think if they're opening the window, he's going to practice, but they're not going to be in pads. And I think McCarthy made a point of saying, you know, he needs to get in a couple padded practices before he plays. Well, you don't get more than one a week. So if he means a couple, that's two, and it would take two more weeks to get in two padded practices. Since they're not going to be in pads this week. So maybe Christmas Eve, maybe, you know, after that. I just don't think it's going to be real soon if indeed they follow that plan.
All right, then what's going to happen first? Tyron Smith plays or mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. plays?
I would imagine Tyron Smith.
Okay, all right. Because
and you didn't say for who, though, did you?
Oh, well, no, that's, very interesting.
That is a good point. Have you changed your perspective at all? Because I have to admit, I have a little, as it sounds more and more. We're like, yeah, you know, maybe.
No,
happens,
I think it reinforced my perspective that, you know, there's, you know, being reasonable about this, you know, not knowing precisely when he's ready to play. And if it's for this year, is it for next year? You know, so, you know, the other thing it also comes down to, you know, Jerry always uses this example, is what I give one player, can I get two or three players for that money? And so
yeah.
How many players would this contract cost them? And I would think, you know, realistically, they have to structure the contract with a per-game roster bonus. Like, you play this game, you make this much money. You play three games, you make this much money, right? Per-game bonus to cover yourself. I just don't see them being desperate enough to give him some huge signing bonus, not knowing when he's going to play and, you know, how well he might play. I think it's you know, it's somewhat of an unknown at this point because he's not going to work out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, they meet again today, and we'll see what goes on from there. What is the – when it comes to Kelvin Joseph, what is it that you think that their expectation is of him at this point?
Well, I would imagine they, you know, kind of are hoping – that he plays to that second-round draft choice, what they thought of his talent. And they are probably hoping right. they are right about their projection when they used a second-round pick for him. You know, it's one thing to play well on special teams. Now, okay, go out there and show me you can cover. Because he hasn't played that much football, right?
In college or the pros.
Yeah,
totally.
That's what I meant, yeah. I mean, he didn't play a full season at Kentucky. And then he, you know, comes out early. He, you know, he didn't play that much cornerback at LSU, sat out a year. You know, it's kind of an unknown right now. Now, I thought it was encouraging that after he got beat for the touchdown, he came back later and made a play. And I think when you see him out there, he's got the speed. And one of the reasons why I think he's played well on special teams, especially as a gunner, that he does have that speed. And I think we saw it at times in training camp. Like, okay, he's beat, but he's got catch-up speed to get there and make a play. So now it's just a matter of, you know, playing corner. I'm guessing he's the
gaining
first man up.
Kevin, is kind of where I'm at on this.
Do what now?
Yeah, for sure.
Gaining confidence, I think, is for sure what he needs, and reps and time, I think, will help a lot.
Yeah, but it's hard to get, you know, on the field training when you're in a, you know, division race for the to win it. So you got to, you know.
Mickey, I heard today Jerry Jones. Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry.
We must have a
Jerry
really
Jones
bad
today
delay here today.
we have a delay.
It's okay.
Sorry.
We'll get it.
But I heard Jerry Jones say that this is the best Cowboys safety group he's ever had. And I thought, better than James Washington and Thomas Everett and Darren Woodson and Brock Marion?
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts on
yeah,
the safety
I don't th-
group.
I don't know if it's that good. Because those guys were really good, right? One might be maybe a little more versatile, that each guy can do more things. Those guys were kind of pigeonholed into this, or this, right? Except for Woody. He could do everything that you asked. But I think, these guys were pretty good in the game, this past game. If you look at, the tackles, Donovan Wilson with 8, Kearse with 7, Wilson with the sack, tackle for a loss, quarterback hit. They get some passes defense from those guys. So they were pretty good in this game. It's one of the better groups they have. I think you would have to go back to those early 90s to find a better group of guys than they had back then.
Now, the Jones family talks about it a lot. I was curious about all of the National Medal of Honor people coming up around the star, being at the game. Do you ever get the opportunity to talk with any of these people? Because I know they end up at training camp sometimes as well. And how much does that seem to kind of perk up the organization?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty proud thing they are of that group. No, I've never had the opportunity to talk with any of those guys. If you, the museum that they're putting together out by the ballpark, I mean, it's coming along. The fences are up and they're starting the construction. So this will be, I would think, a really cool thing to add to the, what do they call it, the entertainment complex out there in Arlington.
Yes.
I think it'd be another destination place for people to check out. I know I would love to do that too.
Well, we appreciate it very much, good sir. We will pick up with you again tomorrow.
Okay, will do. See you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Joey, if you could fire off cut number 9, I would appreciate that.
McConkey in motion left in the shotgun. Bennett takes the snap, throws it over the middle. Big O touch! touchdown. Simple as that. He just squeezed that ball with those two massive hands right in front of the uprights. And that's six more for the Dogs.
Big old touchdown.
I love that.
That is your favorite call ever. Now, that's from Stetson Bennett right there, the quarterback for Georgia, one of the four finalists for the Heisman, is Georgia's quarterback Stetson Bennett. He is in the playoffs. TCU's quarterback, Maxaw Duggan, which is what I think we're going to go with.
Maxaw Duggan. Huh?
He is in the playoff. Ohio State quarterback, C.J. Stroud, he is in the playoff as well. And then USC quarterback, Caleb Williams, the only one not in the playoff and the overwhelming favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. I think
he looked like a bum in that game against Utah, though.
I mean, I think his offensive line played like a bum, but I still think
you see him out there gimping around.
You don't care about that for Herbert.
Yeah. Yeah, always taking shots at Herbert.
Yeah, well, Herbie, I mean.
I guess they do have something in common. Neither one of them can make the playoffs.
Oh,
so I guess that's
fired.
I guess that's a good point. But, yeah, I still think Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman. I feel like Maxaw Duggan is probably going to finish second, but your Heisman finalists are set, so congratulations. TCU's quarterback makes the cut right there. We're the Canes.
What did you think of wrestling last night?
Oh, they wrestled.
I actually did not get a chance to catch up with wrestling last night because I ended up watching parts of that stupid Monday Night Football game.
That was awesome.
Was it?
Tom.
Taysom Hill, hold on to
Tommy
the ball.
Tommy, terrific.
That's,
Brady.
You know what? I changed my mind. Let's play Tampa Bay. I know we will annihilate them.
I think so, too. I think if the Cowboys don't win that game by double digits, I don't know how because they're horrible.
They
did win.
They did win.
And I don't want Tom Brady having the ball. That's the only thing I don't want.
Okay.
I don't want in the playoff game up by six or less with Tom Brady having the ball and trying to drive. Because it doesn't matter how bad he plays. Somehow, some way, he figures out a way to win in the end.
I agree with you. If we're bad enough, because the Saints are bad, if we're bad enough to give him that opportunity, then we probably deserve to lose that game. We are the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at the Diamond Factory. We will be here until 2 o'clock. However, their holiday hours got them open from 10 to 7.
Nice.
If you want or maybe need, Corey, you know what I'm talking about,
I need to
stop on by. Coming up next, time for the return of Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik.
Did the Rangers sign somebody while I was in New
York? Yes, it was the biggest deal!
I have a 5.5% chance of talking about it next. Now, before I do, I want to talk about the most wonderful time of the year. It's a tease, Corey.
Okay, I got you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at the Diamond Factory. We are here from 10 to 2, but the holiday hours at the Diamond Factory are 10 to 7 with happy hour 3 to 7 every single day. So come and see us or come and see them if you can't make it by 2 off of Omega. And also, if you're interested in bidding for our bay this weekend at Jared Sandler's Swinging for a Cause charity auction, the bays are all sold out unless you win via this avenue. Starting bids at $1,000. Our celebrities in our bay are us, Corey. That's just for you.
What?
But also, we will have Taylor Hearn and Brad Leland, a.k.a. Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights. And you know Derek Holland at one point is probably going to wander over and see us. You know that's just how it's going to be. And you get to see the Bowling for Soup concert. You get to see all the celebrities out there. It's going to be a fun time. It's always a fun time.
So a couple things here, Kevin, that I want to get into on that real quickly.
Okay, good.
Number one. The current bid is at $1,000 for our bay.
Yes!
Oh, all right.
G-Bag is at $1,200.
Whoa.
And Gavin Dawson, as he likes to do, said, that's right, whenever we saw the list that currently has us ranked second. He said, that's right. Because he's trying to say that G-Bag Nation can get bigger bids on their bay than we can. And I think we can do better than that because I think there are some Tolos out there that are like, I love the company of the KNC Masterpiece.
And I do realize we've hit you guys up for money a lot in the last couple of weeks. But yeah, this should be the last time
for this
for
year.
A while. All right, now it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
All right, like you said, we are at the Diamond Factory here. It's near the Galleria, 13719 Omega Road. This is really a special place. I've been here. I've bought my wife diamond earrings here. It is a great place to get a Christmas gift or an anniversary gift or, you know, whatever it is. It's a really cool place to come see us and then check out and see the diamond cutters happening right now. All right, before I get to Jacob deGrom and Justin Verlander and Trey Turner, yes, those are the major
those
players.
Those happened on our show. The last two happened on our show yesterday.
So, you know, I mean, you guys talked about it. Nobody wants my opinion on this crap anyways.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I want your opinion.
Okay. Well, tonight, before the Mavs game, Mavs had to travel to Denver. I'm sure they're going to play great. Teams on back-to-backs in the NBA seem to really care
you
about
playing.
You think
this is a scheduled loss?
Yeah, it's a scheduled loss. Okay, tonight, 7:30, you got to have MLB Network.
Okay.
Why?
The lottery.
The lottery happens tonight. So when Corey's teasing me about my tease and the Rangers – have a 5.5% chance tonight to land the number one overall pick. Right now, the Rangers sit at the seventh overall pick. The Nationals, the Athletics, and the Pirates all have the exact same odds. So it doesn't matter if you finish with the worst record. They tried to eliminate, like, a whole bunch of tanking, kind of like in ML or in NBA. Like, look, we don't care if you have the worst record anymore. You're not going to get better odds having the worst record. If you have one of the three worst records, it's all the same odds. So it kind of – there's incentive actually to finish with the third worst record.
Yeah.
But there's not incentive to finish with the worst record. It doesn't help you out too much. So
– I'm calling the win right now.
The Nationals, the Athletics, and the Pirates all have a 16.5% chance of winning the lottery tonight.
Rangers are going to win.
The Reds, 13.2%. The Royals, 10%. The Tigers, 7.5%. And the Rangers, 5.5%. That's the number one pick. The Rangers can move up.
Yeah.
The Rangers can move down. They can move up one spot. They can move up six spots. They can move down some spots. I don't believe they can move down six. Well, I guess they could. But the odds of everybody behind them, like the Twins having a 0.9% chance, and then the Red Sox and the White Sox and the Giants all having a point.
If this was
like
the Mavericks,
0.something% chance, that's probably not going to happen.
If this was the Mavericks, you'd be convinced that was going to happen,
right,
though. But, like, how in on this are you? Because we talked about they need
super
to make sure
in.
It's being broadcast, and I think it's a great idea that they are.
It is. It's going to be broadcast. I don't know if it's going how long it's going to be drug out. You know, like,
yeah.
The NBA lottery, it's like, here's picks 14, and then like 3 seconds later, it's but then they get to all right, we've made it to pick 7. Let's take an 18-minute commercial break and bring you back. I don't know if they're going to try to do it like the NBA. Here's the tough part: we know the NBA draft already. It's for Victor W.
Yeah,
and then the next one, Wibin Wamba.
That's not how you say it, Mike.
You can say Wemby,
but I also don't know how to say it either. Yeah. So,
and we know that Scoot Henderson's the number two pick. Like, we know right now. Almost, you know, 8 months before the lottery, we know who's going to be the number one and number two pick unless major injury happens to those guys. So that's what does help out the NBA draft, which doesn't help out so much the MLB draft.
Yeah.
But let me help you out before we get to a little bit of MLB free agent news. Here is what ESPN is saying who you're hoping for.
Okay.
So if the Rangers do move up to, let's say, pick one, two, or three, here are some guys to kind of follow and know. Dylan Cruz, outfielder for LSU, and Wyatt Langford, outfielder for Florida. those seem to be right now the top two guys going into the high school slash college season. We know a lot can change. Obviously, you know, I almost said Kemba Walker, but that would be wrong. It would be a Vanderbilt pitcher would be somebody that the Rangers seem to – Kumar Rocker seems to be like somebody the Rangers would be very interested in.
There's a kid from Tennessee named Chase Dollander that's a right-handed pitcher.
Yes.
That's at the top of the list.
Jacob Gonzalez of Ole Miss, a shortstop. So and name the pitcher again because he's also –
Chase Dollander from Tennessee.
Yes, and the Rangers obviously have gone college pitcher the last two picks that have been very high. Others in the mix, here's somebody that maybe you should think about because it's not a Vanderbilt pitcher. It's a high school outfielder, Max Clark, but he is a Vanderbilt commit.
Oh.
So we have a little bit of
So we're going to be interested in that, you know.
Walker Jenkins, outfielder, high school out of North Carolina. So those are kind of your guys that are top six on the board, just to give you an idea.
Max Clark is the next Jared Kelenic, according to the prospect information.
That's the Mariners. Yeah. Out.
He can't hit in the major leagues to save his life.
Out.
All right, so anyways, the draft is tonight on MLB Network. Rangers have a 5.5% chance of getting the number one pick. Hopefully they move up a little bit in the draft and get a premium player out of this draft. Jacob DeGrom. Here's how I found out. I'm at a place called Franklin Park, I believe, which is kind of in New York, and it's a really cool place. And I'm walking, and I hear somebody right behind me talk about DeGrom not being on the Mets. And I'm with the family. I'm not on my phone. I didn't get an update.
You weren't listening to the Get Right. Yeah.
So I actually turn around to these two random people, and I say, what's happening with Jacob DeGrom? And they say, he just signed with the Texas Rangers.
Wow.
And my son, 14-year-old, who cares a lot more, my 12-year-old does care, but he's like, are you serious? And they were like, good luck. You know, with him kind of, he gets hurt all that. I'm like, well, I understand. So immediately Mets fans were playing it like, son of a gun, but why would you sign him to a 5-year contract? Like, good luck with that. And I totally get that because I'm worried about this too. I'm excited. I'm thrilled that the Rangers got Jacob DeGrom. But the chances or likelihood that he makes in the 5 years 150 starts is probably pretty low.
Yeah.
That's what you signed him for. You're hoping that you get approximately 30 starts a year. More than likely, you're going to be looking at, I hope that he throws over 100 starts.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys, if I gave you an over-under in his 5 years as a Texas Ranger, 100.5, 100.5.
Under.
Over-under. You're going under, and why?
I'm taking the under because I would love it. This feels like you had to pay for that fourth and fifth year to realistically make it happen. But even peak health for 3 years gets you to 90, and then those last 2 years, I just don't know if that would be elsewhere. Or I think my over-under would be closer to like 85 to 90.
Dang, pessimistic.
I mean, but if you get that all in the idea of 3 years and he pitches great for 3 years, I think people will be fine.
Said 80, 90?
Yeah,
I'm kind of feeling that somewhere between 85 to 92. Like, that's kind of where it at best.
All right.
Because it just, like, again, 31, 32, 32, 12, 15, 11. And I know one of those years was a weird year. But and then he's 35 going into next year. Like, I love the pitcher. I love the pitcher. I just don't know if it'll last.
Wow, you guys are so pessimistic.
What do you – you don't think that either.
Mike said 150 games.
I do.
He said he's going to start extra games.
How about this? I will put my number at 110, and that would put it over. But I do think 100 starts in his 5 years is a good number to kind of guesstimate, is he going to be over or under that amount of starts. Now, that being said, I'm going to ask you guys another
– just real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
If you get 110 starts out of this, I think this contract is going to be a win.
Okay. Absolutely.
Good. So that's what I'm predicting. Now, I'm going to ask you guys another question about Jacob DeGrom. Let me see where my time is at here. How are we doing? We're doing all right. We have about 30 seconds. what is the percentage that he pitches all 5 years for the Texas Rangers under this contract?
52%.
Just because of, like, the last 2 years.
Yeah.
What if – well, I'll throw this out.
I'll take 94%.
What if the Rangers in 2024 still aren't a playoff team?
I still think that will be part of the rebuild because then you can slow the growth process up. As now it's looking like Jack Leiter is 2024.
There's
maybe
no
Kumar Rockers.
Yeah. No chance they're not a playoff team in the next couple years.
Okay.
We'll talk about this more. There's a lot more time to talk about the Rangers offseason. I am concerned teams that do this sometimes a year or two into spending this much money on free agents without developing their core first – then start having to sell off the pieces at a discounted rate. Mm-hmm.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, we are still live at the Diamond Factory. Mike will ask us all the football questions next right here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.